party.
And I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party to the break of the dawn.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Bum, 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 bum. The full Monty, we're going all the way. The full Monty, we're gonna seize the day. The whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax. We're gonna face the music, we're not gonna turn our backs. You'll get the full picture, you're gonna see it all. A full frontal, you're gonna have a ball or two.
Or six,
or ten. The full Monty, because we're men. Monty!
And now for something completely different.
Hi. my name's Chris Parker. I live in Oak Park. That's a suburb.
They probably figured that out.
This is Brad, Sarah, and Daryl. And we're in trouble.
Ain't no doubt.
See, me and my boyfriend, Mike... Tonight's our anniversary. But then he went and canceled. And now I'm stuck watching these three. And it's so hard.
And it's so hard.
Babysitting these guys.
She got the...
I got this call from Brenda. I went to pick her up. The tire had a blowout, and my mom's car got shot up.
And these guys started to chase us.
And we all got hijacked.
We're cruising down the highway.
This big old Cadillac, and it's so hard.
Yeah!
It's so hard.
Babysitting these guys.
She got the baby. Babysitting blue,
baby, baby, babysitting blue.
I've got the baby.
like. And you wish your feet were walking in someone else's shoes.
Some guys are out to get us.
And Brenda's probably dead. We ain't got a nickel.
And they should be in bed, and you out of luck.
Out of luck watching these guys. I've got the babysitting blues.
Baby, baby.
Babysitting blues.
There are nights
where you were born to lose,
yeah. Like tonight. And you wish your feet were walking
in someone else's shoes.
Some guys out to get 'em, and the girl's probably dead. She ain't got a nickel,
and we should be in bed.
You out of luck.
Out of luck watching these guys. I've got the babysitting blues.
Baby, baby.
Babysitting blues.
Baby, baby.
Babysitting blues.
You
Nobody leaves the stage without singing the blues. Welcome, it's Friday night. It's just after 9 p.m. here in Okeeland, and you're listening to Friday Night Live with Monty here on Empire Radio. Welcome to everybody in the chat room, Ranger, Ice Princess, and Mr. Fabulous. Very pleased to have you all in there. And if you're out there listening and you're not in the chat room, let me just invite you to come in. mpyrradio.com/chat, because that's where the fun is at. For reals, yo. So come on in, let's have a little fun. I was sitting back today thinking about what kind of music I wanted to play, and I kind of got a bluesy vibe. Doesn't mean I have the blues. I'm actually feeling pretty good, thank you for asking. My illness did not prove to be fatal, thank goodness. And so here I am. I'm not on any pain pills, no muscle relaxers, and no wine, which sucks about the wine. And I wouldn't say no to a Captain Morgan's and Coke if someone were to magically bring me one right now, because I could use it. But I'm feeling pretty good, back to normal just about, and I'm happy to be here on Empire Radio with all you other losers who are stuck at home on Friday night like me. The Queen of Losers welcomes you to Friday Night Live. All right, so anyway, we are going to have just a whole big mix-up of music, as usual, with a heavy sprinkling of the blues, just because I feel like it and I haven't played the blues in a while. Probably get some oldies in there, because I'm feeling old. Plus, I like them. So there. All right, I didn't talk to Mr. Fabulous earlier, but we were putting messages to each other on Facebook. So, first song is going to be for Mr. Fabulous, because he wanted to hear some Blues Brothers. So, what would Blues Night be without a little bit of Soul Man? Don't go away.
Truckload, and when you broken, busted. It just don't seem fair. The man in heaven don't hear my prayer. And these dice are loaded, but I still can't win. Flat, broken, busted, crapped out again. Maybe tomorrow I'll see the light, and I'll know the difference between wrong and right. My ship is out there, but it can't come in. Flat, broken, busted, crap down again. And I'm hanging on tight to the end of my rope. Somebody call me a preacher. Yeah, well, let's call a pope. Just flip up a coin, a turn of the car. I'll be back up on top, y'all. Yeah, I'm gonna be living large. Crapped out again.
I miss the arms that used to hold me, the tender way we used to kiss. I miss the way that you touch me. I miss the sweet taste of your lips. I was a fool to believe you.
Join me, Ranger, on Thursday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the 2-Hour Hour Show, where we'll take a look at our culture from the sublime to the silly. Nothing is off limits, including the music. That's Thursday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on MPYRradio.com, The Empire, where it's all about the music.
Girl, you're looking fine tonight, and every guy has got you in his sight. What you're doing with a clown like me is surely what a life's to do, Mr. B.
How did I ever win your love?
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Friday Night Live with Monty here on Empire Radio. Come on in the chat room, mpyrradio.com/chat. And if you loved me, you would. And I didn't even say that to you in the back seat. All right, we're playing a little bit of blues tonight because I felt the bluesy vibe. And we started out with the Blues Brothers with Soul Man, Keb Moe with Flatboat, blah, 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 blah. Keb Moe with Flat Broke and Busted, Susan Tedeschi with It Hurts So Bad, and Jeff Healey version of Angel Eyes, because I like his the best, because he plays pretty good for a blind white boy. What movie did that come from? Quick, tell me, chat room. Because you all know, you play pretty good for a blind white boy. Yeah, and I thought you'd be bigger. Okay, first one to tell me that wins a prize, which the prize is, I'll say your name, I'll say you won, and it's the recognition. That's the prize, because that's really the important thing, isn't it? Yes, it is. All right, y'all, come on in the chat room and play mpyrradio.com/chat. And while you're at it, head on over to the Empire website, mpyrradio.com, and check it out. Check out our featured artist of the month, and I'm sorry I don't have the information at my fingertips because I forgot to look and see who won, but I can tell you it was not Tommy Dalton who I submitted. And Tommy, I'm so sorry, but I can say that you came in second place, I believe, with a not too shabby 400 and some odd number of votes. So that was very awesome, and we'll try it again next time. Okay, also, check out the DJ pages. You can read up on all about us and what kind of music we like and, you know, interesting tidbits of information. Because I know you want to know about me, don't ya? Queen of the losers, that's right. And you're here with me on Friday night, dateless and stuck at home, so don't laugh too loud. All right, also, on that page, mpyrradio.com, there's a button that says donate, and that means give us your money, because we're broke mofos. And if we want to keep the station going, we got to have some money. So feel free to dig deep, and we'll lick your neck. All right, now, back to more music. We're going to stick with the blues for the time being because I'm still feeling the blues vibe. And I think we'll start the next set off with a little Albert King, Born Under a Bad Sign. Don't go away.
Born under a bad sign. Been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. Hard luck and trouble been my only friend. I've been on my own ever since I was 10. Born on a bad sign. Been down since I began to call. If it wasn't for bad luck, you know I wouldn't have no luck at all. I can't read, I didn't learn how to write. My whole life has been one big fight. Born on a bad sign. I've been down since I began to crawl. If it wasn't for bad luck, I said I wouldn't have no luck at all. That ain't no lie. You know, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no kind of luck. If it wasn't for real bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. You know, wine and women is all I crave. A big leg woman gonna carry me to my grave.
one beer. I say, hey, Mr. Bartender, come here. I want another drink and I want it now. My baby, she gone, she been gone tonight. I ain't seen my girl since night of her life. I wanna get drunk and get off of my mind. I want a girl, one scotch and one beer. Then I sit there drinking, getting high, mellow, groovy. I was getting stoned. And after a while, I looked on the wall at the old clock. By that time, it was 11:30. Getting a little late. And I looked down the bar at the bartender. I said, hey, what do you want? One burger, one scotch, and one beer. Well, my baby, she's gone, gone tonight. I ain't seen my baby since night of her last. I wanna get drunk and get off of my mind. One burger, one scotch, and one beer. Sit there again. I was drinking, getting stoned, and doopy, getting a little dizzy in the head. And after a while, I looked on the wall again. By that time, last call for alcohol. And then I looked down the bar at the bartender. I said, hey, Mr. Bartender, what do you want this time? One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
like I'm
once again here on Empire Radio. You're listening to Friday Night Live with me, Monty, and I'm glad you're here. If you're not in the chat room, get your asses in there, mpyrradio.com/chat, because that's where the fun is at. All right, we had some blues going on. Albert King, Born Under a Bad Sign, John Lee Hooker with One Bourbon, One Scotch, and One Beer. And with the exception of the scotch and the beer, okay, that means I'd take the bourbon. I don't like scotch. It tastes like piss, and beer gives me a wicked hangover within a couple of hours of drinking it. But the bourbon, yes, the bourbon I could do. And the last but not least was the Allman Brothers with Whipping Post. Oh, I wanted to tell you the winner of the little trivia question I asked a while ago. You play pretty good for a blind white boy. Yeah, and I thought you'd be bigger, was from, yes, you got it, Roadhouse. So it was Jeff Healey from the Jeff Healey Band and Hunka Hunka Patrick Swayze having a little conversation. Man, do you remember when Patrick Swayze was first, like, really famous and stuff? He was hot. And have you seen his brother? Who does, like, his brother's an actor, too. And it's like, if Patrick Swayze was made of taffy and God pulled it a little bit, the face, that's what his brother looks like. I mean, it's like Donald and Kiefer Sutherland. How can two people look exactly the same, only one of them's really ugly and one of them's really hot? Same with Patrick Swayze and his brother. They look just the same, except one's really ugly and one's really hot. And Patrick's brother is like, his nose is bigger. It's just like somebody stretched his face a little bit. It took Patrick's face and stretched it and slapped another name on it. And I can't remember his name. Don, maybe? Don Swayze? I don't remember. He does bit parts on like CSI, Miami, and other shows he's done. So he's like a bit player. Anyway, I just a little bit of trivia. For no apparent reason. Okay. Let me just clear out this playlist and get another song started. We're going to still be playing the blues, but we're going to take a short break from that because I want everybody to get up and dance. Because you know what? I can't not. Who taught me how to speak? I cannot hear this song without wanting to get up and dance and shake it a little bit. So I want you to do that too. B-52's Love Shack. And don't go anywhere because when we come back, we'll have a reality TV update. And I know how you've been waiting for that.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta Highway, looking for the love getaway, headed for the love getaway.
I got me a car.
stations sound the same. One woman will save us all from bland, boring radio. The Ice Palace, starring Ice Princess as Ice Princess. Saturdays at noon Eastern, only on Empire Radio.
Once again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Friday Night Live with Monty here on Empire Radio. Hope you like that last little set of music. We're having a blues night tonight, for the most part. I'll throw in some other ones, because I'm feeling some 70s music that I want to listen to. So, whether you do or not, I don't care. It's my show, and that's the way we do things in Monty Land. Whatever Monty wants, Monty gets. So, just be prepared. Come on in the chat room, mpyrradio.com/chat, because that's where the fun is at. We just heard the B-52s with Love Shack, Stevie Ray Vaughan with Cold Shot, and the Jeff Beck Group with Rod Stewart doing the vocals. I Ain't Superstitious. I don't know a lot about the Jeff Beck Group, but I actually found it when I was looking for something else by Beck, because I have come to like Beck recently. And anyway, I thought that was interesting. Apparently, that's a lot of people who have gone out on their own have worked with the Jeff Beck Group. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. I don't know anything about it to tell you because, well, quite frankly, I just don't care. I just like to listen to the pretty music. That's all. Okay? All right. Okay, now we're going to have a brief reality TV update. And I didn't do one last week. I'm sorry, but that's because I was sick. So, tough shit. So all right, the only one we really have going on is Big Brother 8. Yeah. Okay, so last week, a week ago, Crybaby Amber finally got voted off, which, hoorah, I was glad to see her ass go. Except for, strategically, it may not have been the smartest thing to do, as the some of the other people soon learned. You know, you put your trust in the Donatos. Anybody named Donato? You know, they sound connected, don't they? They sound connected. Donato, doesn't that sound like one of the La Cosa Nostra type names? Yeah, don't put your trust in those kind of people because you'll get screwed. And sure enough, they had an alliance with Eric and, what's her name? Jessica. Hello, Luca. Welcome to the chat room. Luca just came in. Anyway, so Evil Dick and his daughter Danielle Donato, that was a nice alliteration for you, had an alliance with, well, pretty much everybody at this point. So Amber went home last week. Then this week they did a fast forward, which means two evictions ahead of household ceremony. Well, it was an eviction ahead of household ceremony. They had a household, which Dick won, surprisingly. And damn it, I was so mad because Eric was so close, but he screwed up. He left. I mean, he got out of household, immediately had to put somebody up for nomination for eviction, put up Jamaica and Eric. They sent home Jessica at the beginning of the show. Then Dick had to put up Eric and Jamaica. And then they did a power veto competition, which Zach won. I mean, he doesn't win anything the whole freaking summer. And then then he won a head of household and a POV right in a row. What's up with that? See, he was flying under the radar. He was riding everybody's coattails. And if that son of a bitch wins... See, the only person I have left now to vote for is Jamaica that I like. Because I like Evil Dick, okay, but they were playing a pretty straight-up game. I mean, he was loud and obnoxious and annoying and horribly, horribly mean to everybody. And he did cross the line on more than one occasion, but he didn't lie about stuff, really. I mean, he was somewhat evasive, but he was fairly straightforward. But now, they just totally screwed their two of their allies, their alliance members. And so Jessica and Eric got sent home, boom, boom, both on the same night, leaving the final four of Zach, Jamaica, Evil Dick, and Danielle. So, you know, I've changed my opinions over time. There was a point when I wouldn't have minded Zach winning, but he's given his alliance to everybody, and including Jessica, who he put up on the blog and voted out. And so he's thrown in with Dick and Danielle. So unless Jamaica is able to win something, which I'm beginning to doubt, she's going to be next going home. But I'm pulling for her to win because, well, frankly, she's the nicest. And she's the only one who didn't screw anybody and stab him in the back. So anyway, that's the story. Big Brother, your final four, Zach, Jamaica, Evil Dick, and Danielle. So we'll be finding out next week who the final two are going to be. Also, I'm wondering, does anybody know? Usually they do little bits where they show the evicted house guests that are going to be in the jury. They show them in the sequester house because everyone brings a videotape for the others to watch to see what they've missed and blah, 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 blah. So, they haven't done that this year at all. Plus, with Amber. See, I can't talk tonight. Amber had made a lot of remarks about Juice, so that really lost her the popular vote. I mean, she was already really annoying with her old crybaby stuff, but I still had sympathy for her because she's a single mom. She got messed up with drugs way back when and did a lot of horrible things, but has appeared to have turned her life around, and supposedly, and I had some sympathy for her and some empathy as well. And then she starts, it was on one of the after hours shows that they show on Showtime from midnight to 3 a.m. Yeah, the stuff you don't get to see on TV. Amber and Jamaica were talking, and Amber was all about talking about all these people in New York she knew that were Jews, that were bad people and greedy, and they had big noses and this, and she's talking about, and my mom always says, yeah, because he's Jewish or she's Jewish or whatever. I'm like, how dumb are you? So anyway, because of that, they have disallowed, because usually when one of the house guests gets evicted, they go to get interviewed on the morning show with Julie Chen the next morning. So, anyway, because they were afraid that the interview process may damage the integrity of the vote, is what they said. They don't want anybody to spill the beans on what Amber said, and also, you know, what some of the other guests might have missed. So the jury is the one who votes for the winner, and they don't want anything to destroy the integrity of the vote. I think that's just some sort of, you know, double talk that means probably something else entirely, but that's the story. For the first time in Big Brother U.S. history, they're not interviewing the jury right now as they get evicted, starting with Amber anyway. All right, so the final four, we'll see what happens. Let you know next week what's up. I know this was kind of a boring reality TV update this week, but, you know, I just wasn't with it earlier, you know, last week. I was sick and all that stuff, so I didn't pay too much attention. Normally, I take a little bit of notes, and this time I didn't, so there you go. All right. I think we need more music now. We're going to play a couple of oldies maybe and then get back with our blues theme. Let's have something here. Oh, I like this song. I like Dreamin', Kenny Nolan. Stay tuned because your horoscopes will be coming up soon.
I like dreaming, 'cause dreaming can make you mine. I like dreaming, closing my eyes and feeling fine. When the lights go down, I'm holding you so tight. Got you in my arms and it's paradise till the morning light. Us on the shore beneath the bright sunshine, we've walked along St. Thomas Beach a million times, hand in hand, two barefoot lovers kissing in the sand, side by side, the tide rolls in, I'm touching you, you're touching me, if only it could be. Cause dreaming can make you mine. I like dreaming, closing my eyes and feeling fine. When the lights go down, I'm holding you so tight. Got you in my
My name is Luca.
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 My name is Luca, and I host the Saturday Morning Show on MPYRradio.com, Saturdays at 9 a.m. Eastern. powered by Live 365.
I get the blues in the morning, so bad I scare myself. My hair is turning gray so fast, I'm worried about my health. And I shiver all over, I shiver all over, I shiver all over, I ain't got you. I'm burning with a fever, my stomach's twisted up in knots, my blood pressure's running up so high, I know it's gonna stop my heart. And I'll shiver all over, I shiver all over, I shiver all over, 'cause I ain't got you. I've got spots all over my body, I wear shades 'cause my eyes are red, I got a headache that just won't go away. It's a wonder that I'm not dead.
I got a woman mean as she can be. Well, got a woman mean as she can be. Now sometimes I think she's almost mean to me. She got a ruby lips, she got shapely hips, yeah. Boy, she makes a royal deal. I got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost mean to me. Well, I ain't bragging, it's understood. Everything I do, well, I sure do it good. Yeah, I got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's almost mean to me. Shapely hips, yeah. Boy, she makes a royal flip. I got a woman mean as she can be. Sometimes I think she's all mean to me. Easy now. Let's go one time.
That's what I'm talking about. I got a woman mean as she can be, and that's me. All right, welcome back to Friday Night Live with Monty here on Empire Radio. We just heard Kenny Nolan with I Like Dreamin', Tony Burrows and the Hit Squad with Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes, and Nobody Knows Like Me. Robert Cray with I Shiver, and Roy Orbison with Mean Woman Blues. Hope you're enjoying our night of the blues. Well, mostly the blues. Just, you know, I change my mind now and then because that's the way we do things here, as I've already explained. Okay, you know what I think? It is just about time for what you've all been waiting for with bated breath. That's right. Hey, baby, what's your sign? It's that time of the week where we look to the stars to see what the heavens hold in store for you. And unfortunately, the drunk astrologer is the one responsible tonight, and I glanced through them, and yeah, they weren't really that great. So, you know, take your horoscope with a grain of salt, okay? Hopefully my special anonymous guest astrologer will decide to take pity on me, and I know you're out there listening because I can see you. Okay, I can't see you exactly, but I see who has been in the chat room, and I see how many people are listening and not in the chat room, and I'm pretty sure you're one of them. Because I'm sneaky like that. And so anyway, hint hint, I hope he'll come up with some wonderful horoscopes for me pretty soon so that I don't have to hunt you down. Anyway, Virgo, here we go. Crap, I just, hold on, you know what I just did? I just messed up. I lost my whole horoscope page. Yeah, because you know I'm so cool. I'm so cool. You don't even know how cool I am. Okay, one second. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll give you a topic. Mistletoe. Neither missiles nor a toe. Discuss. Alright, let's see if I can get this back up. I mean, I just like X'd it off the whole screen. What a loser. I am queen of the losers, that's right. Believe I've already mentioned that once tonight. Okay, let's see here. Let's find what we need. I'm sorry, I'm stupid. And, yeah. Oh, okay, here we go. And Virgo, well, you're really not missing anything. I could have skipped the whole horoscope section today and nobody probably would have noticed because they kind of suck. Virgo, it's a good week to snitch cookies when nobody's looking. You know, does that mean snitch them from the store, like shoplift? I don't know. Libra, it would be a good week for you to have some time alone. If anyone disturbs you, say, hey, can't you see this is my me time? Yeah, that's not even funny because I do that. And I'm not even Libra. So, there you go. Scorpio, write a 1,000-word essay on the musical similarities between Liberace and John Tesh. Try to find someone interested enough to read it. And good luck with that, Scorpio. Sagittarius, try to involve someone in a discussion of how Cosmopolitan magazine still manages to prominently display the word sex on every single cover. Yeah, you know, they do. They do. And they just, they like use the same two sentences and just switch all the words around every now and then. Because you know why? Sex sells. It always has. It always will. Capricorn, invent a new alcoholic beverage this week called Unconscious. Market it to college students. You know, Capricorn, that's actually not bad advice. It doesn't even have to be tasty, because most college people will drink anything. I should know, because I was once one of them. Aquarius, start a citywide scare about some bad Oreos you bought at the local supermarket. I think their astrologer used that one a few weeks ago on somebody else. But still, it would be kind of fun to start a scare about bad Oreos. More for me. Pisces, write a sitcom pilot this week about a group of lonely orphans who are evicted from their home. Laughs aplenty. Okay, that'd be cool. I would probably watch that. Turn it into a reality TV show, and I'll even update it here. All right, Aries. It's a great day to hold a yard sale. When someone asks where all your stuff is, say, right here, stupid, I'm selling my yard. Okay, I know we've had that one before. You drunk bitch. I'm going to kick your ass. Okay, Taurus. Someone may ask you to become a yam salesperson this week. If so, run for your life. Danger. Okay. Moving on. Gemini. The stars say castles made of sand eventually fall into the sea. It's not really a horoscope, just a beach time tip. Okay, it sounded sort of zen-like for a moment, but yeah. Cancer. Call up a random resident of Hollywood and demand to know why they call it the silver screen. Insist that it's not silver, it's white. It's white, not silver. White. And last but not least, and let me just apologize, everyone, for the horoscopes tonight. Leo, you can't have everything unless you're Bill Gates. Then you can. And there you have your magical, your mystical, your for real from the stupid drunken astrologer horoscopes. I hope you take notes and allow the stars to guide you through the week so that you can be happy and super productive. And now, back to more music. Let's have a little B.B. King, shall we? Because the blues day just ain't the blues without the B.B. King, alright? Alright.
The sound that you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille.
Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame. I don't think I could just talk enough about Lucille. Sometime when I'm blue, seems like Lucille try to help me call my name. I used to sing spirituals and I thought that this was the thing that I wanted to do. But somehow or other, when I went in the army, I picked up on Lucille. Start singing the blues. Well, now when I'm paying my dues, maybe you don't know what I mean when I say paying dues. I mean when things are bad with me, I can always, you know, depend on Lucille. Sort of hard to talk to you myself. I guess I'll let Lucille say a few words and then. You know, I doubt if you can feel it like I do. But when I think about the things that I've gone through, like, well, for instance, if I have a girlfriend and she misuses me, and I go home at night, maybe I'm lonely. Well, not maybe, I am lonely. I pick up Lucille, and it bring out those funny sounds that sound good to me, you know. Sometimes I get to a place where I can't even say nothing. Look out. Sometimes I think it's crying. If I could sing pop tunes like Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr., I don't think I still could do it. But Lucille don't want to play nothing but the blues. I think I'm pretty glad about that. Because don't nobody sing to me like Lucille. Sing, Lucille. Put it like this. Take it easy, Lucille. I like the way Sammy sings, and I like the way Frank sings. But I can get a little Frank, Sammy, little Ray Charles. In fact, all the people with soul in this. Hayden Jackson in there. One more, Lucille. Take it easy now. I imagine a lot of you want to know. A lot of you want to know why I called Guitar Lucille. Lucille have practically saved my life 2 or 3 times. No kidding, really have. I remember once I was in an automobile accident, and when the car stopped turning over, it fell over on Lucille, and it held it up off of me, really, it held it up off of me. So that's one time it saved my life. The way I came by the name of Lucille, I was over in Twist, Arkansas. I know you've never heard of that one, have you? And one night, the guy started a ball over there, you know, started brawling, you know what I mean. And the guy that was mad with this old lady, when she fell over on this gas tank that was burning for heat, the gas ran all over the floor. And when the gas ran all over the floor, the building caught on fire and almost burned me up trying to save Lucille. I imagine you're still wondering why I call it Lucille. The lady that started that brawl that night was named Lucille. And that's been Lucille ever since to me. One more now, Lucille. Can I do one more? Look out, Lucille. Good, I think I'll try one more.
Playing around, feeling down. A little bit late now. I hope that you understand. you want some of my kids to call on me, you better believe you can. No more lonely nights will you be alone. All you got to do is call me on the telephone. And I'll
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
That's my number, baby.
6-3-4-5-7-8-9.
That's right, baby. Call me 6-3-4-5-7-8-9. S for Monty. All right, welcome back to Friday Night Live with Monty here on Empire Radio. We've got a few minutes left. If you did not come in the chat room, well, it's your loss because we had some fun going on in there. All right, we heard B.B. King with Lucille. And the next one was not a blues song, but the band was called Climax Blues Band. So it counts because it's my show. And that was the Climax Blues Band with I Love You, followed by Ray Charles with a little help from the Blues Brothers singing Shake Your Tail Feather, and Johnny Lang with 6-3-4-5-7-8-9. Call me. Okay. Well, it has been fun. We are very, very near the end of our time, so I'm just going to, you know, talk to you for a second, and then I'm going to say goodbye, and then you'll cry and beg me to stay, and then I'll say, no, I can't really, I can't, and then you'll cry some more and beg some more, and I'll be like, well, okay, maybe just a minute, no, I really have to go, and you'll be all, oh, please don't leave me, and I'll be all, oh, I'll be back next week, don't worry. So, you know, then I'll play some more music, and then the show will be over, and you can download it and listen to it time and time again. How's that sound? Good? Good. All right, I'm just talking now. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm just talking about whatever. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to Friday Night Live on Empire Radio. And I want to encourage you to check out the broadcast schedule at mpyrradio.com and see when the live shows are coming up. We've had some changes. Some of the DJs have left. Some of us are switching our shows around. I say some of us, but I'm not. For now, I'm still going to be on same bat time, same bat channel. But some of our other shows are moving from morning to night, which Luca's Saturday morning show pretty soon will be Luca's Saturday night show, or whatever she decides to name it. And that's going to be most excellent because with the time zone thing, and the way I stay up late Friday nights, and so I sleep late Saturday mornings, and when I get up, I get immediately to work. So, anyway, it's going to be a pleasure having Luca on Saturday nights really soon, because then I'll be able to tune in. So, I'm really jazzed about that, and so there'll be more changes in store, and I hope you stick around and check them out. Now, let's see, what do I want to play for the last song? I don't know. Any suggestions? Well, you know, you didn't come in the chat room. You don't get to suggest anything. Let's see. I know we got more blues music in here. I just, I scrolled through it so fast. Let's see. Well, let's see. I've got a... okay, let's go with little Billie Holiday, A Lady Sings the Blues. And that'll take us pretty close to 10 o'clock. So I'll just say it right now. Don't beg. I'll be back next Friday, 9 p.m. Central Time, here on Empire Radio. Thanks for spending the night with me, everybody, and have a wonderful weekend. I love you. Pass it on.
she feels so sad.
Can call my found a thrill to press my cheek to a thrill that
I'm so glad we had this time together, just to have a laugh or sing a song. Seems we just get started, and before you know it, comes the time we have to say so long. There's a time you put aside for dreaming, and a time for things you have to do. But the time I love the best is any evening I can spend a moment here with you. When the time comes and I'm feeling lonely, and I'm feeling just sit back and think of you only, and the happiness still comes through. That's why I'm glad we had this time together, 'cause it makes me feel like I belong. Seems we just got started, and before you know it, comes the time have to say so long. Good night, everybody.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.
Go. No.